The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now, looking at three charts plus a bonus chart, so it's four charts in 3-4 minutes-ish, probably about 7-8 minutes really. It's a chart. It's Nickel. Nickel Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hi, Justin. Thanks very much for your man flu. I've been enjoying it while you've been away.
Have you been a bit ill, have you?
I've been a bit stuffy.
I'm still coughing, though. I can't believe I'm still coughing. I'm a month after. It's nuts. The doctor said it could last a month. I didn't believe her, really. It's now a month. But apart from that, I'm fighting fit, Nick. Having a week off plus the bank holiday, I'm ready to get back into it. So let's look at the charts. We've had some requests. First one is Boss Global Holdings. The ticker there is Boss with one S, B-O-S. What does it look like on the chart, Nick?
Boss Global Holdings looks fantastic.
Is it?
Looks really good on the chart. You know, in classical charting, chart patterns, this is a cup and handle pattern. I'm not a big fan of those patterns in like futures and forex, but you know, in these smaller traded stocks where there are less algos to mess it up, they do tend to work really well. So key resistance in Boss Global Holdings is 15.63. Mm-hmm. A daily close above 15.63, which is those pesky, you know, December lows from 2015. If we close above that, first resistance is 22.94, but my target is 33.
Wow, that's double from here. That's more than double.
Look how far we've fallen. You know, when you look at it, you go, oh, 33, wow. But really, that's the 0.236 Fibonacci retrace of the decline that it made in December 2015. Yeah. So it's not that much. But that all lines up with a whole bunch of other stuff, and I really like that. I think that's where we're going.
So the problem here is, this is where technical and fundamental change, because the business has changed fundamentally from where it was back in 2015.
In that case, if those previous levels don't matter, then I still say that that's where we're going, because 23 is the 1.618 Fibonacci projection from the 2017 decline, and 33 is the 2.618 projection, and it all lines up with it. So, you know, plus look at the way we tagged the 200-day moving average, and now we've got above it. So even, you know, if you say a lot of it's from irrelevant, if I went down and I looked at 4-hour charts and for this stock and measured everything, so I still am pretty confident in that level.
Okay, cool. All right, let's go.
I'm using recent prices as well as old ones.
All right, marvelous stuff. Next one, Decal Oil, DKL. What do you reckon on the chart then, Nick? Palm oil producer in the Ivory Coast.
Yeah, Decal Oil, right since it started, it's been in this wedge that's just got tighter and tighter and tighter. So using Fibonacci projections from prior swings, the resistance in this one is 15.15 to 15.55. And so if we get a daily close, I would say above 15.7, we will go to the next projected price, which is the top of the range, and 19 to 19.5. But for now, that 15.15, 15.5 is troublesome resistance. We might stall there, come back and test support, the pivot level in the middle, and that's at 13.5. So you can stay bullish above 13.5. Look for a close above 15.7 to take us to the highs and 19.
Marvellous stuff. And next one, Kefi Minerals, that's KEFI. They've had a bit of positive news the last few days, and I think we've seen a bottom in the share price here, but it's funding for the mine that they're looking for. That's the big news they're waiting for, or the investors are anyway. So what do you think on Kefi?
So for me, you know, my touchstone is a 20 and 50 moving average cross, which we've just literally got in the last couple of days. So although this for me is not positive while we're below the 200-day moving average, and the RSI looks a little bit like we're tipping over, because we've got that cross, I do think that there's a good chance that we find support when we pull back here, 5.3 area. And so I would say or the 50-day moving average, which is at 5. So we are having a little bit of a pullback today, and I would say you can stay bullish while we're above 5, but a daily close below 5 would be a concern for me, and I would step aside. But really, this is only bottomed when we close above 6.7, and then, you know, we have really good upside targets. We'll go at least back to 10.
Wow. Okay, it's good. And the last one, it's Servision. That's SEV. What do you reckon on the chart there, Nick? Hola.
Servision. So great rally in February, and we're now correcting it. So, you know, you can see the rallies were, you know, big gappy, impulsive moves, and then really choppy correction. So we haven't filled the gap. What we've done is gone sideways and waited for the moving averages to catch up, because we got very overbought. And the 200-day hasn't quite caught up. But we've got support at 3.55. And I think that could hold, but we can't confirm it unless we get a close above 4.5. So above 4.5, I would say this is bottomed and it's on its way. Otherwise, there is a risk that we come back a little bit further, back to about 3, and the 200-day moving average catches up. So it's still consolidating the big move, getting up the strength for the next one. You know, bigger picture, this chart looks great, but I'm not sure that this is the ideal time to buy it yet.
Okay. All right, Nick. Well, if you could send me those annotated charts, I'll put them on the company pages at Vox Markets. Also on the blog page there, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.